Eighth parak of Bechorin's fourth Mishnah. Shtei Noshim Shalom Bichru, two women that never gave birth. The Yoldu Shnei Zecharim, they both gave birth to one Zachar apiece. Nois and Eser Slam Lakoyim. Each one has to give five Slam because they're both Bechorin. You don't have to know who your son is in order to have to give it. You just have to give the money to the coin. But one of them died before the 30th day, so that one was not mechuyev. If he gave, we're talking about these are two wives of one person. So if the husband gave to one coin, the coin is definitely entitled to five shloim. He's definitely not entitled to 10. So he gives back 5. He can't take from either one of them because each one could say that I took from the live son's pigeon. If the two wives gave birth to a male and a female, or shnei zecharim nekeva, so even two zecharim and one nekeva. So now we have a suffix if we have two bechayres or one bechayre, because if the nekeva came out first from that mother, then her second child, which is a zohar, is not a bechor. So in such a case, you only give 5 shlomim to coin, because in the case of zohar and a cave, we know for sure there's only one bechor. In the case of shnei zohar and a cave, it's a suffik in respect to the second one. So the rule is, whenever you have a suffik, if you have to pay the coin, you don't pay him. Shtei nekevus is zohar. If there are two nekevus and one zohar, or shnei zohar and shtei nekevus, or two male and female children, ain't kind of koyin klum. This is a very big chiddush, but not such a big chiddush, because lemaisa, we have a suffix. There's a tzad to say there's no becharis over here, because maybe the two nekevus were born first, and the zoharim are not becharis. If one wife never had offspring, and the second one did. So the Meila, no matter what the second wife gives birth to, it won't be a Bechor, because she already had children. So the older Shnei Zecharim, if the two male children were born, then the husband will give only 5, because he knows for sure there's only one Bechor here, because the second wife already had children. If one of them died within 30 days, and the father doesn't have to give anything. Why? Because he's not sure if it's a Bechor here. Mesa Av, the father died, Vabonim Kayomim. Now the Bonim are alive, do they have to be part of themselves? If the money was given before the Yerusha split up, then it was given and the coin gets it. Im Lav, Ptudim. If not, since they split up the Yerusha and it was a chiv of the father to be part of his son, and we're not sure which one of the sons is chayiv, so each one could say it's the chiv of the other brother. He says, no, there's a shibud and a nechosim, and Mimela, they have to work out making sure the coin gets at least 5, get the 5 shkolim. So, in a cave, and kind of coin clue. If a male and female child was born, coin gets nothing, because, once again, maybe the one that never gave birth to a daughter, and there's no bechor.